After years of planning and arguing and perhaps a bit of fighting, a team of scientists have been given the go-ahead to search in an old gold mine install for dark matter. We've spoken about this on the program a few times over the years. Now, the mine could be one of the best places to detect what is essentially a mysterious, invisible substance, even though it's also thought that makes up over 80% of the universe. Professor Alan Duffy is the lead scientist at the Royal Institution of Australia and head of the Swinburne team, and he's with us this morning. Alan Duffy, good morning to you.
Good morning.
First up, a couple of these facts and figures. Is dark matter still just theoretical?
Dark matter is a real effect that we see in the universe, but what's causing the dark matter, so this is essentially the extra gravity that we see that holds the galaxies together. It could be any number of potential causes. The leading candidate, however, the leading theory, if you will, is of a new type of particle, much larger than the typical atoms that you and I are made of. And that is the candidate that we're trying to look for with the SABRE dark matter detector, the world's first dark matter detector in the Southern Hemisphere that we hope to see and install very soon.
Okay, so that end of it is still theory, because we haven't actually seen it as such, but we know that it's there. We can detect that it's doing the things that you've just run through. So we know in that sense that it is real.
Yeah, it's in this very similar way to how before we understood what atoms were, we could still see the effects of, say, the wind. We knew that the air must be made of atoms. We could see it blowing the trees, and in a similar way, we can see the motion of the stars moving, pulled by the gravity of an unseen partner, very similar to how you could see the leaves move when the wind was blowing, even though we didn't know, say, 150 years ago, exactly what an atom was. So that's the kind of stage we're at with dark matter. But yeah, we're very excited to get started with this search because we're pretty confident we're onto a winner here.
All right. Where is it up to? Because this has been a long time in the planning. There has been quite a lot of talk about this, Alan. So where is it actually up to?
So we have successfully secured the latest round of Australian Research Council funding. And that was very recently announced. And essentially, we're all good to go for 2019. Pieces of this detector are being built all around the world, and in fact the steel for the detector itself is I believe currently sitting in Geelong getting formed into the vessel, so we are absolutely on track now for deploying this in 2019. And I have to say, for everyone who supported us in the Stawell region, I'm sure this can't come soon enough. We want to thank the Shire Council for its support, as well as of course the gold mine itself.
Why Stawell? What is it about this gold mine in this location that makes it good for the sort of research you're looking to do?
So it all gets back to the search itself for this dark matter. Essentially, it's like a ghost. It's able to travel through solid material. So the Earth, you know, you and I, essentially, we're like collision. Very rarely it will collide, and that's that very rare chance that we're trying to see with the detector, which would flash essentially when struck by dark matter. But it also flashes when struck by anything, and that includes radiation from space. So to escape that, essentially that would be blinding our detector, we have to take it deep underground to over a kilometer deep and have that rock that sits between us and space acting as a shield to stop the radiation from space. But then the dark matter is still able to travel through that, essentially unimpacted. So it's that depth of the mine that's critical. And Stawell is one of the most worked and longest worked mines. As a result, it's extremely deep and has uniquely easy access, essentially, to build an underground facility. So it's for a number of reasons that Stawell is the ideal mine and one we're really excited to get working on.
Now, Alan, when we think of underground research facilities, my mind straight away goes to the facility in Switzerland and France, and a very clean underground tunnel, very well lit, high-tech equipment, you know, people in white coats looking quite comfortable in a climate-controlled atmosphere. Is that what you're doing at the bottom of the mine installed? Is it that sort of flash or a bit less so?
Yeah, it's paradoxical, right? We're going to be making one of the cleanest, most contained, controlled environments in the world at the bottom of an active and hence slightly dirty gold mine. So, yes, the idea is that the Stawell Underground Physics Laboratory will be a ultra-clean environment. The air will be purified. It will be isolated from the mine itself. The idea being you can then deploy a, you know, the sensitive detector without having to worry about it getting contaminated and dirty. As a result, it may be a little challenging to have people come and take visits. That's just the nature of it. But we're hoping to see a strong interaction with the local community and talks and if only perhaps virtual tours of this underground lab, simply because, yes, it does present some challenge being in an active gold mine when you're trying to search essentially for a ghost.
How many people in the team?
We have all led by Professor Elisabetta Barberi of University of Melbourne. There's over 60 active researchers. How many will be in the lab at any one time? We'll have to see. It just depends on essentially how careful we can work around the detector. The more people you have, the more chances you have to disrupt the detector. So that does present a challenge. So, yes, and unfortunately, while it would be great for all 60 people to be down there, and certainly it would be big enough to allow it, I hate to break the news, but we're actually naturally radioactive. All people essentially have their own little bit of radiation that comes with us. And when you're searching for this missing ingredient that outweighs everything you can see five times over, you have to be careful. So unfortunately, it means we won't all get to go down at the same time, unfortunately.
Alan, you're looking for this thing, as you've described, a WIMP, a weakly interactive massive particle, using SABRE, which is the sodium iodide with active background rejection experiment. That's the technique. Let's say you find it. What does it change? What does it do? If you make this discovery or this confirmation, what happens then?
Well, at that moment, the facility at Stawell will have explained more of the universe, five times more of the universe than all of our scientific endeavors to date. That is an extraordinary gift to the world that Stawell will have made possible. So that's what we're trying to do, is explain this deepest underlying nature of physics, the nature of dark matter. That then advances our search for the theory that had alluded Einstein, Stephen Hawking, all of these great minds. We think that dark matter may hold the key to exploring this a deeper understanding of nature. Now, the challenge when you're doing this kind of frontier science is it's always hard to predict what technological benefits will come from the search itself. The sensor detections and all of the techniques will have pretty immediate commercial applications and spin-offs of that work, we have no doubt. But the benefits of a deeper understanding of nature tend to only be realized many years after the fact. And we look to things like GPS, so satellite navigation, is only possible because of the breakthroughs in precision clock timing, as well as understanding the nature of gravity, Einstein's theories. So those kind of things tend to be seen many years hence. And the critical breakthroughs that made that possible. So that's the kind of territory we're talking, where it could be world-changing, but in ways that are just hard to predict.
Yeah. Alan, you said 2019. Are we talking sort of early in the year next year when you'll begin the research, or is it a bit later on? When does it actually start?
We'll be looking towards the latter half of 2019.
Okay.
The detector will be getting installed in Swinburne's Wonturna campus early 2019, and yes, that puts us on track for late 2019.
Nice to chat. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
That is Professor Alan Duffy, lead scientist at the Royal Institution of Australia, and he is the head of the Swinburne team and involved in the Stawell Gold Mine project.